Well, good morning.
Good morning.
We want to welcome all of you. We're so glad that you're with us this morning on this sixth Sunday of Easter. And we want to welcome everyone and praying that God's presence would touch each one that is here today in a very special way. And we also want to welcome some of those that may be listening online later on. And today we're going to be talking a little bit later on about words of blessing and how important they are and what that involves and what that is and about God's blessings more. So we'll be looking at that. So as we begin this morning, let's stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Well, let's join together for our call to worship this morning in your bulletin. Jesus has passed through the door of death
and opened the way to the blessing of life.
Still today, his presence can penetrate our fears
and give us peace.
Christ is risen and he is here. Let us worship the Lord
who blesses us with life.
Let's join together there this morning as we sing our first hymn, hymn number 398, Make Me a Blessing. Or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. We're doing the three verses this morning.
Out in the highways and byways of life, many are weary and sad. Carry the sunshine where darkness is rife, making the sorrowing glad.
Sing. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer. We give thanks, O Lord, that Jesus' resurrection has meaning for us, that his life can become our life, that his victory can become our victory, that his triumph can become our triumph, that his joy can become our joy. And so we lift our voices in praise of you, our life-giving God, in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. And you may be seated, and we're going to turn to our next hymn there, number 197. What a friend we have in Jesus. We're going to be doing the three verses this morning. Invite our kids if they would come down this morning.
Words that are kind to somebody, that helps to God's people through a priest. And the priest would speak those blessings over the children of Israel, we're told in Scripture. But in the New Testament, guess what? Peter tells us that all of us are like priests. You know what that means? We can say a blessing to others. We can tell somebody else that they're a blessing, or we can speak a blessing to them. So I can say, you are looking handsome today. And you would say what? Yeah, that's a blessing. That's right. You can say thank you. Yes, but that's a blessing, isn't it? Or you're doing such a good job. You know, all these different things is just a way that we can say a blessing to somebody. Like, you're beautiful. You're smart. You're wonderful. You're going to grow up and do great things. All of those are blessings. Those are words of blessing that we speak to people. And we can do those even with our friends or our parents. You know, when you say, thank you, Grandpa, you're the best grandpa in the world, that's kind of like a blessing, isn't it? Because you made Papa or Grandpa or whatever you call him, you just made his day. Or you can say that to your mom or dad. All of those things. We, even you guys, at a young age, can say blessings to other people. And that's important because words of blessing are so important. Look at the passage there up there from the Psalm. Oh God, show us kindness and bless us. Make your face smile on us. Do you like it when somebody smiles? You like it when somebody looks at you and smiles? Yeah, I do. You know, when I look at you, go, what do you think's going on with me? Yeah, that's right. You probably think I'm mad, don't you? And then you start wondering, is he mad at me? But guess what? God wants to smile on us. God smiles on us because God loves us. Because each of us are special. And God has a special purpose for our lives. And that is to be a blessing to others. So you can share those kind of words with people all the time. Okay? All right. Even your brother and sister. You can go on downstairs this morning.
We, as we go to or get ready to go to prayer this morning, we want to share some joys and concerns and allow you to have a chance to share those this morning. And maybe you do, so we will open up the floor. Someone this morning.
I found out this week that a friend of mine, Red Thompson, is suffering from throat cancer. I wasn't even aware of it. Just like prayers for healing.
Did you say Red?
Gotcha.
That's what I thought you said. Yeah.
That's his name. I don't honestly know his first name.
I've heard Red, people called Red before, but yeah, so. Like Red Butler. Someone else. Yes, Jordan.
The Bruce Springer family as he passed away.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that. We want to remember the Springer family. With Smoke's good friend, Bruce. I know last Sunday when Smoke was leaving and he was sharing they were going down to see him, I kind of figured it was not good news. And they were down there when he passed. So we definitely want to keep them in our prayers. And I saw another one, I think Kathy in the back there.
Yeah, just keep Paul, my friend from India. They have not lifted a lot of the restrictions for COVID. So just United States, but just a concern, just to keep them in our prayers for safety over there.
Okay. Yes, and I know different places around have been having some resurgence and issues with that. I know China's been another one, but yes, definitely want to keep him and the country in our prayers. Someone else, yeah.
We have two more college graduates in this today.
Yes. So who's going to share here what's going on? Now, wait a minute, you gotta speak up a little louder because I have some trouble hearing.
This is my boyfriend, Lazar. He's going into business banking.
Okay.
And I have a clinical research position this year.
Good. So you both graduated from Case Western, right? Yes. Yeah. So they're graduating, and yes, wonderful, Christine and her boyfriend, and. We are celebrating with them. We've been kind of announcing the different ones. And I didn't realize how many of our graduates were graduating this year already. And it just blows my mind how fast time flies. So someone else. Yes. Yeah, what is her name?
Jess.
What? Jess. Yes, that's Jess.
Jess?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, we can definitely do that this morning. So Janice with breathing problems. And then is Jess her first or last name?
First name.
Okay. Yeah, I know. See, that's... Usually when I go in and see somebody that's been struggling that long and you see that, it's just hard to deal with that and to struggle through that, to see that. Someone else. Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to thank you for prayers for Craig. We don't have all the answers yet.
Yes, and he's...
We're going over to Columbus this week and get further
answers. Yes, and he will be finding out this week on that and... So we're still praying for a good report, but also continuing to ask for healing. And so I appreciate you sharing that. I saw another hand. Where was I? Yeah.
I got a couple of joys. I was going to say it's a joy that Bill Shively's back here with us.
Yes, it is. Yes. And is there more? Oh, so those were her two joys. Okay. She said she had a couple, and I heard Bill Shively, and then, yeah. Yeah, so anybody else this morning? Yes. Yes, we do. She's on our list there. Kay had surgery this week. I still do not know what she had surgery for. I saw her at the hospital after she had her surgery, so she was out of it. Although she did talk to me, she was kind of glassy-eyed, and I said, I'm just going to say a quick prayer with you and then let you go back to sleep. She said, okay. but I wasn't sure because I tried calling Jim, and I never got an answer, so I'm not sure. Does anybody know what she, was it something with her leg?
She broke her leg.
Okay, thank you. She just said she had pain in her side. That's what she told me, and I didn't know more than that. So we want to remember Kay. We also want to remember Ben, who is friends of the Pattons and the one that has that brain tumor with that really strange, odd, rare form of cancer. In his brain and really needs a miracle there. Somebody shared a picture of him and his family on Facebook, and You know, it's one thing to hear names and pray for people, but when you see them, got two little girls, and it's just it's a different story when you see that. So we definitely need to keep him, who needs a real miracle there. Anybody else then this morning? So we have those various ones that have been mentioned, and while she plays, we'll give you a chance to pray for some of these names, or maybe some of your own concerns that maybe you couldn't share, and then I'll come and close us out. Just so thankful today for the privilege that we have and the freedom to be able to gather together in this place and to worship. We know some people around the world have to go into secret places and in hiding to be able to worship and cannot do that openly. So we are grateful and thankful today for that privilege to be able to come and worship. And not only that, but we are thankful and grateful that we can come and bring our petitions to you, and that you are the one that hears us, and that you are the one that moves and works in situations behind the scenes. Oftentimes we have no idea that you are doing a work in people's lives. So we want to lift up those that have been mentioned today, Lord. We lift up Red today, who's battling cancer. We lift up Ben this morning, who is battling brain cancer, God. We lift up each of them. We ask for your healing touch, your healing grace, and that you will work with the doctors and the medications and the treatments, and that they'll make a difference, and there'll be a turning around, Lord, because of that. Lord, we lift up Janice today with these breathing problems, Lord. We ask for your healing touch for her. Lord, we lift up Jess to you that's just been suffering so long, Lord. And Lord, we just commit her into your hands, Lord. And we're just asking that you would take her home to be with you and to suffer no more, and to be at peace, Lord, as we trust you now, as we commit her into your hands. Lord, we lift up the others that have been mentioned today. Lord, we lift up the Springer family with the loss of this loved one today. God, we just ask for your peace and your comfort and your grace. We lift up Kay today as she's recovering from surgery, this broken leg. We're asking for your healing touch and grace to be with her, and a speedy recovery. And Lord, we're continuing to ask you for a good report for Greg, Lord. And we just pray that everything will go well, and that there'll be a good report that comes out. And Lord, that your healing touch and your grace and strength will continue to be with him through all of this. We lift up Paul, Lord, and the situation in India and other nations around the world where COVID still continues to affect people in such strange and unusual ways. And we just ask for your healing grace and touch and strength, Lord, for all them. And Lord, we just pray that you'll be able to work it all out for Paul and his family to be able to come and be with us before this year's end, that you will make a way, Lord, where there doesn't seem to be a way. And we thank you for that today. And Lord, we continue to lift up all of those on our monthly list, many of them that are battling cancer and other forms of health problems, Lord. We just ask for your touch for each of them. your healing grace, your healing strength. We lift up others, Lord, that need just your presence and faith and encouragement and strength during this time. And Lord, I lift up anyone this morning that maybe has been facing a need, something maybe they couldn't share today. Lord, we just ask that you would extend your grace and your love and your goodness to them as only you can do. Thank you so much for all the blessings in our lives. Thank you for your blessing upon the rest of our service as we're going to break the bread of your word in a little bit and share and sup together. May you feed us and may you encourage us and may you strengthen us for our journey ahead, that we can be a blessing to someone. As we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Well, thank you for joining together with us in prayer this morning. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And we want to say thank you once again for your faithfulness and your generosity as we continue to do the work of the ministry of the church here and continue to reach out beyond our own four walls into the community and around the world to be a blessing. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Join together there for our prayer of dedication. By your goodness, O God, we have received all things. May these gifts, tokens of our gratitude, transform lives in service and love. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from our lectionary psalm today, Psalm 67, and we're going to read the entire psalm this morning. I believe there's 6 or 7 verses that we'll be reading this morning. Psalm 67. O God, show us kindness and bless us, and make your face smile on us. Selah. For then the earth will acknowledge your ways, and all the nations will know of your power to save. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations shout and sing for joy, for you dispense true justice to the world. You guide the nations of the earth. Let the peoples shout and sing for joy. Let all the peoples praise you. The land has given its harvest. God our God has blessed us. May God bless us, and may God be revered even to the ends of the earth. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit will help us to hear what God wants to say to us this morning through our message today. Amen. Amen. Well, an elderly man was stopped by the police around 2 a.m. and was asked where he was going at that time of night. The man replied, "Oh, I'm on my way to a lecture about alcohol abuse and its effects on the human body, as well as smoking and staying out late." The officer kind of looked surprised. He said, "Really? Well, who gives that lecture at this time of night?" The man replied, "That would be my wife." I want to talk to you this morning about blessed for a purpose this morning. Blessed for a purpose. Words of blessing are so important in Scripture. Let me read one that you are very familiar with. It comes from Numbers chapter 6. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. That was the blessing that was given to Aaron and the priests in the Old Testament to say over the people of Israel as they ended worship when they gathered there. Because among the chief duties of the priests was to pronounce blessings over the people in the name of the Lord. We see that in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 8, and Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 5. In each of those, it says that one of the priest's main duties was to pronounce God's blessing over the people. However, blessings issued from the Lord. The priests just kind of functioned as a channel of blessing. And that's something I want you to see this morning as we begin talking about how we are blessed for a purpose, that we are all called to be channels of blessing to other people. The psalmist that we read today took verses and words out of that Aaronite priestly blessing from Numbers. And it wasn't all the words of it, but parts of it, and used it for their own day and their own period. Just like you and I can do today. Psalm 67 reminds us that we are blessed for a purpose. And every time we hear words of blessing spoken over us, we are reminded of why we are blessed. And so that's what I want to talk to you this morning about. I want to kind of break this down a little bit and look at two aspects of it. Us being blessed and us being a blessing. So let's look at it here. First of all, blessing. God's shining face. You know, as I was looking at that this week, that part there about God's face, that they asked for God's face to shine upon them, kind of jumped out at me this week. I couldn't let it go. And I kept looking at it over and over again and looking at it and researching it and studying. And here's what I want you to see about God's shining face and God's blessing. God's blessing is an act of God's favor. That's what we're talking about when you see that aspect of God's shining face. You know, when someone smiles at you, like I was trying to tell the kids a little while ago, when someone smiles at you, you usually, or we usually, me mostly, my guard comes down. I don't know if yours does. You know, sometimes we're going through life and sometimes we got our guards up at times. But when somebody smiles at me and says something to me, hey, how are you doing? I hope you're having a good day or whatever. There's a tendency for our guard to go down. We kind of drop our guard and we receive that person in that moment. And the shining of God's face is a symbol of God's presence and God's smile upon us. It's almost as if we could say that when we hear about God's shining face, we're saying that God is smiling on us. God's life-giving smile is there for us in that moment, bestowing gifts of favor and love and generosity and blessing. And God's blessings are for fullness and joy, affecting all areas of our lives, affecting our home life, affecting our work lives, affecting our families, our food, our health, all aspects of our lives. That's why God pours blessings into our lives. God blesses whom God wants to choose to bless. And that's why we see so often that God's blessings are often unexpected. I don't know if you've received any unexpected blessings lately, whatever it may have been. God has a way of blessing people for whatever reasons, and there's usually a purpose behind that. Now, sometimes we don't always know the reason why God blesses us, but God's blessings, oftentimes when they come suddenly for a reason. Like, let me give you an example. Out of the blue, one day, God announces to Abraham in Genesis 17, I'm going to bless Sarah and she's going to have a child. Even though she's in her 80s or early 90s. We're not told exactly, but we can kind of guesstimate. Now, I'm sure some of you that are in your 80s right now wouldn't even think of having a baby as being a blessing. But in this case, Abraham, look at how Abraham laughs and he says, oh, just bless Ishmael. Now, if you don't know the story about Ishmael, let me tell you a little bit about that. So, God tells Abraham, I'm going to give you a son. And out of that son, I'm going to produce a people. And they're going to follow me, and I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to bless them, and they're going to be a blessing in the world. Well, Abraham got impatient, and he decided that Sarah and him were not having a son. They were too old. So I'm going to be graphic here. Abraham hooks up with his concubine, and out of that, they have Ishmael. And Ishmael was the one that Abraham said, there you go, God, see, now you can bless. And God said, no, Abraham, I will bless Ishmael, but Ishmael is not going to be the chosen one that I'm going to bless the world with. I'm going to bless the world with Isaac. And that's what God did. God saved the most surprising blessing for Sarah and Abraham with Isaac. And does anybody happen to know what Isaac's name means? The one who makes me laugh. There's some irony in that story, isn't there? How God worked out something. And that was a blessing so that you and I, even to this day, are a part of that blessing with Isaac coming into the world. Because eventually, if you follow the line down through, Jesus came, and then through us, and we are a part of that blessing that goes to everyone. That was just an example of God's smiling face upon them. And the same could be true. We could probably stop here this morning and let you share stories of how God's smiling face has been upon you. However that may be, with your kids and your grandkids or your great-grandkids, or a few of you, your great-great-grandkids, you know, or how God has always blessed you and taken care of you and watched out for you and looked out for you. All of those things. And how God has blessed us in different ways. But God always has a reason behind that. And so that brings me to my second point, is that we are blessed to be a blessing. That's what the blessing that came upon Abraham was for. God says, I'm going to bless the whole world through you and your descendants. And now God is going to bless us so that we can be a blessing to others. God blesses us for the sake of missions. And we've talked about that. I've talked about that in this church before, you know, and that's how I, when I encourage us to be an outreaching community that is a blessing to our community. And I can't remember, Carla can probably help me. What was it? 17% of our budget last year went to missions outside of ourselves. And I always wanted to be over that 10% mark. And we just keep pushing. And God keeps blessing us because of that. And the ultimate purpose of God's blessing is so that God's loving, peaceful, delivering, saving, blessing ways are known in the world. So the nations will acknowledge and honor God. That's why God blesses us. That's why it's so important, and that's why Jesus taught us that we are to bless those who curse us. We are to pray for those who are our enemies. Why? Because we are showing them the ways of God. And God's blessings goes to the intent of our identity as a royal priesthood. Peter tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, and I'm reading it from a different version. I'm not sure. It may have been the message. You are the ones chosen by God. Chosen for the high calling of priestly work. Chosen to be a holy people. God's instruments to do his work and to speak for God. Think about that for a minute. See, according to Genesis 12, Israel's identity hinged on all the people of the world being blessed. And now, Peter says that God's priests are not just individuals, a few of them, but as all of you that follow Christ. And they were channels, as I shared at the beginning of my message, of divine blessing. And Peter picks this up for the church, and he says, that's what we are called to also. So let me ask you a question. And I ask this question because it happens to me almost every time. Have you ever wondered why you feel so good inside after doing something good for somebody else? It's because our identity is found in being a blessing to others. The identity that goes all the way back to that original blessing to Abraham that came down through Christ, and Paul says, comes through Christ to each of us. And now we can become a blessing. That's why the psalmist community gives thanks and praise for God's blessings and prays for God's blessings. It's easy to forget that we've been blessed for a purpose. When we pray for God's blessings, or when we bless someone else, or a blessing is spoken over us, we are receiving that so that all the world may know that God is God. We've been blessed for a purpose. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a few moments this morning and greet one another and share God's blessing before we close out this morning with our chorus. Sang for a while, and I know for some of you Make Me a Blessing was one we haven't sung for a while, but neither is this one, but I like it. I hope you'll catch on. We'll sing it a couple times here. Oh, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see sing it again. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of my King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. That's the way we are to see people, is through the eyes of the Lord. Well, let's join together for our benediction. God, who is gracious, sends us out to be a blessing.
With our hands, we will serve the Lord.
May the blessing of God be with us as we bring hope and God's love to people this week. Amen.